Claudia Taylor.
Welcome, Sister Claudia. Welcome to our worship call.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Dr. Lou Demma, Evan Green.
Bell family.
Welcome, Brother and Sister Bell. Welcome to our worship call.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good afternoon, it's Nancy Claiborne.
Welcome, Sister Nancy. Welcome to our worship call.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You name it. Teresa Brown.
Welcome, Sister Teresa. Welcome to our worship call.
Thank you.
Hello, this is Sister Sylvia Gale.
Welcome, Sister Sylvia. Welcome to our worship call.
God bless, thank you.
Good afternoon, Brother Gibson.
Welcome, Brother Gibson. Welcome to our worship call.
Minister Savannah Hairston, Charlotte, North Carolina.
Welcome, Minister Savannah Hairston. Welcome to our worship call.
Thank you.
Good
afternoon, Deaconess Mildred Nelson calling.
Welcome, Deaconess Mildred Nelson. Welcome to our worship call.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All is well.
Thanks be to God.
Afternoon. Hello, son. The Gabadon.
Welcome, welcome, Sister Rose Gabadon. Welcome to our worship call.
Good afternoon, Deacon. This is Sister Wanda.
Welcome, Sister Wanda. Welcome to our worship call.
Good Thank afternoon. You, and have a blessed day.
Welcome, Sister Shipman. Welcome to our worship call.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Brother Josiah.
Welcome, Brother Josiah. Welcome to our worship call.
I'm glad to be here. What you glad about it? I'm glad about it. What you glad to be here? I'm glad to be here. Hey, come on, say it again. Little song we used to sing a long time ago. You see, some of y'all think that your alarm clock woke you up this morning. But somebody's alarm went off and they didn't get up. Somebody's alarm went off and they just laid there. Yeah, but this morning you not only woke up, but the Lord blessed you to get up. You not only got up.
Good afternoon, Natasha.
Welcome, Sister Natasha. Welcome to our worship call.
Yeah, better than that, you know what? He blessed you to be in your right mind. You know how I know you in your right mind? Because you in the house of God giving him praise tonight. Little song says, I woke up this morning with my mind.
Good afternoon, Deacon Henry.
Hallelujah.
Welcome, Sister Eleanor. Welcome to our worship call. Good to hear your voice.
God bless.
And you as well.
Good afternoon, this is Hope McLeod.
Welcome, Trusty Hope. Welcome to our worship hall.
Thank you.
Anybody in here want to go to heaven? Anybody want to go to heaven?
Good afternoon, Deacon Howard and Leslie Howard.
Good morning, Deacon Henry. Good morning. Good afternoon, everyone.
Good morning.
Welcome, Deacon Bozen. Welcome, Deacon and Sister Leslie. Welcome, Deacon Walters. Welcome to our worship call.
Good afternoon.
Welcome, Sister. Welcome to our worship call.
Lieutenant Spade.
Welcome, Brother Spade. Welcome to our worship call.
You people can see when you're walking up the gate.
Janet Porter.
Bernice Green.
Welcome, Sister Shannon. Welcome, Sister Green. Welcome to our worship call.
Thank you.
Deacon Jones.
Welcome, Deacon Jones. Welcome to our worship hall.
Thank you.
Walking up the King's Highway. You know what? There'll be a blessing. You'll be possessing. Walking up the King's Highway.
Good afternoon, Deacon Henry, Deacon Harrison here. Good afternoon, everyone.
Welcome, Deacon Harrison. Welcome to our worship call.
Thank you.
Bishop Stocks, it's all right if you get your dance on tonight. He said the usher won't come and get you and usher you out. He said it's all right if you want to shout. It's all right if you want to run. Now, it used to be before the Lord saved us, some of us were the first thing out on the dance floor. Do I have any witnesses? Yeah, some of the rest of y'all was too. Yeah, we were the first thing out there, shaking everything we had and everything we didn't have. Hey! And when we came over to the church, we got right submitted. Hallelujah! Now, how many know that dancing is in the church? How many know dancing is in your Bible? The Bible said that David danced with all his might. He danced out of his clothes, y'all. Now, everybody doesn't like it when you dance before the Lord. In fact, his wife didn't like it, Bishop. She didn't like it at all. In fact, she called him an idiot.
Welcome, Trustee Wampa. Welcome to our worship call.
Thank you.
But David looked at her and said, woman. Somebody say, woman. 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 You ain't seen nothing yet. And he went into a hornet's nest. Yeah! And about to get about 5 or 6 people just to get out into the aisle. Hey! I want to get your dance up. The bishop said that the dance floor is open. Turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor, I'm glad I'm standing next to you because you look like I said you look like you a praiser. But just in case, tell them just in case. Just in case you're not. Tell them, get out of my way. Get out of my way. I'm going to praise him. 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 It's a highway to heaven. Nothing walk up there but the pure in heart. It's a highway. Hey.
Good afternoon, Shower family.
Welcome, sister. Welcome to our worship hall.
Glory, 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 glory. Woo!
Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord, everybody. The word of God, as is written in Philippians chapter 3, implore us to forget what is behind and reach toward what is ahead. Let us press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called us heavenward in Christ Jesus. We welcome each and every one of you on the line today. We are happy that we are together again, just praising the Lord. So let us praise the Lord, everybody. Our service is now called to order, and we call Trustee Rose Gabaldon to read us scripture. Trustee Rose Gabaldon.
Praise the Lord. Our scripture is taken from Psalms 128, verses 1 through 8, 6. That's Psalms 128, verses 1 through 6. Blessed is everyone that feareth the Lord, that walketh in his ways. Thou shalt eat the labor of thine hands. Happy shalt thou be, and it shall be well with thee. Thy wife shall be a fruitful vine by the side of thy house, thy children like olive plants round about thy table. Behold, that thus shall the man be blessed that feareth the Lord. The Lord shall bless thee out of Zion, and thou shalt see the good of Jerusalem all the days of thy life. Yea, thou shalt see thy children's children, and peace upon Israel. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Thanks be to God. Praise the Lord, saints of God. It is worship time. So we invite you to get your minds, your souls, your heart, everything into the attitude of worship. Let us worship the Lord today in the beauty of holiness. And now we call Sister Natasha Groom to lead us into praise and worship. Sister Natasha.
Good afternoon, Shiloh. Let us praise God's holy name and declare our love for him. Sing with me, oh, how I love Jesus. There is a name I love to hear. I love to sing its words. It sounds like music in my ear, the sweetest name on earth. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus, because he first loved me. It tells me of a Savior's love who died to set me free. It tells me of his precious blood, the sinner's perfectly. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus, oh, how I love Jesus, because he first loved me. It tells the one whose loving heart can feel my deepest woe, who in each sorrow bears a part that none can bear below. Oh, how I love Jesus, oh, how I love Jesus, oh, how I love Jesus, because he first loved me. Oh, oh, how I love Jesus, oh, how I love Jesus, oh, how I love Jesus, because he first loved me. Hallelujah,
hallelujah, hallelujah. He loves us so much. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. It is prayer time, saints of God. It is prayer time. We invite you now to the altar. We invite you to transform your space into an altar. We invite you to press in. Press in for your healing. Press in to whatever it is that is besetting you, because there is deliverance on this line today. There is healing. There is power. Hallelujah. So we invite you to the altar as we call Deacon Iris Brooks to lead us to the throne of grace. Deacon Iris Brooks.
Good afternoon, Shiloh. Good afternoon, friends and family. Heavenly Father, we thank you. Thank you for allowing us to come together just one more time. We come before you today in humble submission, coming to give you honor, to give you praise, to give you glory, because, Lord, you are so worthy. We're thankful and grateful for the grace and mercy that has kept us, and thankful today for being able to come together on this line to worship. So we thank you for that technology, that same technology that allows us to oftentimes get a window on the world. We're able to look around at events happening far, far away. Oftentimes we see three thrill seekers indulging in death-defying feats of danger. challenging each other and challenging themselves against nature. They climb the highest mountains and dive to the depths of the ocean, ventures even into space. But that window allows us also an opportunity to see those that seek to have more. And to have that more, there are wars going on all over. They want more, possess more of the land, more oil, more diamonds, more natural resources. But Lord, we as citizens of the world, we've seen it. We question, but many of our questions are already answered. For we've seen it with our own eyes. We know where it happened. We know how, we know who. But then there's an age-old question on why. Oftentimes we attribute everything to a desire for greed. Sometimes it's hate, vengeance, fame, racism, power. But perhaps, Lord, there's something more. Perhaps there's a deep-seated desire, something that you etched in our DNA that we long to reconcile with you. A longing of the soul, a longing to walk with you, to once again enjoy that close relationship with you. Is it possible that we're wandering all over when it's right here with us? So today we lift up those among us who are feeling lonely, who are brokenhearted, who are feeling perhaps left out and unloved. We pray that they will grow to know you, that they would have a closer relationship. We pray that they would experience your healing power. We pray that your presence will be known and felt in all the nursing homes and the rehab facilities. So, Lord, because we're so concerned with the unsaved, Lord, we pray that you would have a divine intervention. We pray that you would orchestrate something, a worldwide spiritual encounter. We believers, brothers and sisters in Christ, if we shared our testimonies, we would be able to say we too were lost. We too were searching at one time. But we have found our faith in Jesus. And with the guidance and direction of the Holy Spirit, we found answers. We found peace. We found joy. We found satisfaction. And most of all, salvation. So it is in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name that we do pray, and we pray with thanksgiving. We pray with thanksgiving. Amen. Amen and amen.
Your grace and mercy brought me through living this moment because of you. And I want to thank you and praise you too. Cause your grace and mercy, Lord, your grace and mercy, yes, your grace and mercy brought me through.
Amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God, saints of God. At this time, we have some important announcements to share with you, saints of God, and we ask for your undivided attention as we call our leader, our illustrious Deacon Dr. Cynthia Richards, to share with us at this time. Deacon Dr. Cynthia Richards.
Oh, yes. Praise the Lord, church. Praise the Lord. Psalm 34 and 3 says, "Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Let us praise the Lord on this worship day." We want to thank those who participated in our devotion. Trustee Rose Gabaldon for our scripture and Deacon Iris Brooks for prayer. We also want to thank our music team, our dedicated music team, of Sister Natasha Groom and Brother Josiah Spellman for rendering our beautiful worship music. And as always, we are very grateful and we give God thanks for our most capable worship leader, Deacon Margaret Henry. We thank God for her service. And church, sometimes it feels that we are in trouble. Sometimes our world seems very chaotic, but even though the world is so chaotic, we think we would like to intervene to fix things, but we can't. That job is not left to us. We are not the fix-it people. God and God alone can fix the situation. And so Jesus reminds us in Matthew 7 and 7, he says, ask. Just ask, we will receive. Seek, and we will find. Knock, and the door will be opened for us. So, church, let us do all of that. Let us ask, let us seek, let us knock. Let us get down on our knees and go back. Let us get back to prayer, fervent prayer, because God answers prayer. Amen? Amen. And now we are going on to our announcements. And our first announcement is to remind everyone that the memorial service for our beloved, the late Dr. Pastor De Quincey Hence, will take place on Sunday, October 9 at 4 p.m. And next, we ask that for our community announcements, that you visit our church's website. Visit our church's website. There are many announcements coming forward, and there is much there on health issues. We are reminded that polio is again appearing in our community. But just remember, church, there are vaccinations for COVID. There are vaccinations for monkeypox and for polio. And information is also posted on the church's website. We ask you, church, in light of the severe devastation from the flood in Kentucky, that we take it to the Lord in prayer. Please pray for the victims of the flood and for those who have lost family members and have lost just about everything in this devastation. Please keep them in your prayers. Then, please be reminded that we have sent out the survey. We need your input, church. We need you to complete those surveys and send them back to us ASAP, as soon as possible, because we must move ahead with the work of the church in securing a senior pastor. Nonetheless, we want to thank all those who have answered the call and have completed the surveys and have turned them in. We are very grateful. Then, we are reminded as people of African descent, we are reminded of our history and our daily lives. So we are asking and pleading with those who have not registered to vote to come to the church. Just come up to Shiloh Church or just request a form be sent to you. Fill out the registration form and please, we cannot afford to sit home and not vote. Let us exercise the franchise. Too many people have lost their lives to give us that vote. And then we want to remind everyone that for the month of August, there will not be any food truck distribution. No food truck distribution will occur in the month of August. And likewise, the women's ministry would like everyone to remember that they are off for the month of August. We ask for our church family that you pray for the sick and shut-in members. And please remember all our bereaved families. There is much bereavement in the land. Please pray for our bereaved families. And we ask, church, that you continue in prayer to seek God as we go forward as a church. God will give us discernment, guide us as we make decisions regarding our church. And on to our weekly activities. Adult Sunday School continues at 10 a.m. every Sunday morning. You have life application class with Reverend Barbara Watkins at 10 a.m. And there is Kids Church at 11. Now, for the month of August, there will not be any Wednesday night Bible study. We will resume in September. However, the men's Bible study, they continue on a bi-weekly basis. And then we have morning prayer every day, Monday through Friday at 6:30 a.m. And we have evening prayer Monday through Friday at 9 p.m. And on to our preaching moment. Today, the speaker of the hour will be none other than our very own Shiloh Assistant Pastor, Reverend Barbara Watkins. We give thanks to God for Reverend Watkins and her committed service to the church. We pray that God will continue to bless her ministry, calling men and women, boys and girls, to live holy lives. And so we bless Reverend Watkins in the name of Jesus and pray that God will keep her strong to continue in the work that she is doing. And now I want to turn over to Trustee Diane Waters from the trustees, followed by Deacon David Nelson. Trustee Diane Waters. No trustee to come on?
Sorry, Deacon. Good afternoon, Shiloh family, friends, and visitors. In Malachi chapter 3, verse 10, it reads, "Bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house, and prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it." There are a number of ways we can offer our tithes and offerings. We could download the app for Givelify, or you can use the easy tithe method by going on the church's website, sensationalshiloh.com, and hit the donate button. And there's also the envelope system. You can mail your contributions to Shiloh Baptist Church, 185 Lincoln Avenue, Neuchâtel, New York, 10801, or you could drop it in the mailbox adjacent to the red doors. This afternoon from 2 to 3, Trustee Ibi Nwampa and I will be at the church to receive any offerings you wish to drop off. Everyone have a blessed and safe Sunday. Deacon Nelson.
Thank you, Trustee Waters. Good afternoon, Sensational Shiloh family and friends. Just have a couple of brief announcements for you. One, we have a thank you note came from the family of Sister Beatrice Prelu, and it reads, "To the Shiloh family, thanks for the kindness and thoughtfulness. Hope you know how very much you are appreciated and what difference you make. Thank you for making Beatrice Prelu's homegoing service so beautiful. Everything was as B would have wanted it," from the Prelu family. Also, just want to touch on the survey. Just a little note here from the Pastoral Search Committee. Earlier this month, you know, we had did send out the survey by postal mail as well as email, and the email had a link to the search Pastoral Search survey. So the committee is asking that, you know, for responses from the questions that are posed in the survey so that we can know what you, the members of Shallow, are looking for in our next pastor. So we received some submissions already, and we thank for those who have given those submissions. We're looking for those who have not to please do so as soon as possible. We do have a deadline. We've asked a deadline of August 8th, which is coming up shortly, to have the survey submitted. You can either complete the survey online and submit it there, or if you got it by paper, by mail, you can either return mail it to the church or bring it to the church and drop it in the red mailbox if you don't speak with Sister Joyce in the office during the day to give it to her directly. We thank you for all the feedback that has been received, and we ask that you do just go ahead and complete the process. And if you, we have heard from several that the online survey sometimes does not have a submit button at the bottom, so simply just close out the survey, refresh your screen, and re-click the link again. The button should be, the submit button should be at the bottom of the screen. So if you do not see that submit button, please make sure you close it out, redo the survey, and then again hit submit. The submit button should be at the bottom of the screen to send the survey in. And if you do, if you receive it electronically and you'd like to receive a paper copy, please go ahead and reach out to the church office. Sister Joyce will see to that you get a paper copy. The number you can call for the church is 914-636-7440. Again, that's 914-636-7440. All right. And thank you for that. And also at this time, we'll call on Sister Wanda Shuford-Johnson, who's going to bring us our excuse me, birthday celebrations for the month of July. Sister Wanda.
Good afternoon, everyone. Please join me in celebrating our Shiloh birthdays for
happy
July.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday just for you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
July 1, Brother Derek Moses Wampa. July 2nd, Brother James Ridley. July 4th, Brother Alan Benjamin. July 4th, Trustee Ibe Wampa. July 4th, Sister Claudia Taylor. July 4th, Brother William Preston. July 7th, Sister Tracy Nelson. July 8th, Sister Janice Lewis Frazier. July 9th, Sister Lena Francesca Barleycorn. July 10th, Sister Charlene Mitchell. July 11th, Brother Lieutenant Spate. July 12th, Sister Japira Williams. July 12th, Brother Jean Wampa. July 14th, Sister Karen Stewart Haynes. July 15th, Brother Carrie Smith III. July 16th, Sister Dana Fields. July 18th, Sister Lona Gill. July 22nd, Brother Willie Shanks. July 22nd, Sister Wanda Shuford Johnson. July 26th, Sister Rosalyn Brown. July 27th, Sister Ann Nixon. July 27th, Sister Cynthia McCaden. July 30th, Deacon Janice Walters. And July 31st, Sister Jean Baaki.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, saints of God. We thank Deacon Dr. Cynthia Richards, Trustee Diane Waters, and
Deacon David Nelson for their copious information, instruction, and directives, and we ask that you govern yourselves accordingly. We also thank Sister Wanda Shuford Johnson for her beautiful tribute to our July babies. Praise be to God. There is a word from the Lord today, saints of God. There is a word from the Lord. So ready your hearts, your minds to receive from the Lord. And today he has chosen the powerful woman of God, Reverend Barbara Watkins, to bring us his word. But before Reverend Watkins comes to tell us what the Lord has said and what the Lord has for us, we call Brother Josiah Spellman, who will continue with more worship and song. And the next speaking voice that you will hear after that of Brother Josiah Spellman will be that of the powerful and dynamic Reverend Barbara Watkins. At this time, Brother Josiah Spellman.
Tell me the story of Jesus. Write on my heart every word. Tell me the story most precious, sweetest that ever was heard. Tell how the angels in chorus sang as they welcomed his birth. Glory to God in the highest, peace and good tidings to earth. Tell me the story of Jesus and write on my heart every word. Tell me the story most precious, the sweetest that ever was here. Fasting alone in the desert tells of the days that he passed, how for our sins he was tempted, yet was triumphant at last. Tell of the years in his labor, tell of the sorrow he bore. He was despised and afflicted, homeless, rejected, and poor. Pastor, tell me the story of Jesus and write on my heart every word. Tell me the story most precious, sweetest that ever was heard. Tell me the cross where they nailed him, written in anguish and pain. Tell of the grave where they laid him, and tell how he lived again. Love in that story so tender, clearer than ever I see. Stay, let me weep while you whisper. Love paid the ransom for you and for me. Please tell me the story of Jesus and write on my heart every word. Tell me the story most precious, the sweetest that ever was heard. Amen.
Amen. Amen. O Lord my God, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. I come this afternoon letting you know that I give myself away so you can use, withholding nothing. To you I belong. Thank you, thank you, thank you. There are times in our lives when we experience devastating crises. We encounter emotional traumas, physical illnesses, family problems, work-related problems. I could go on and on. And every now and then, it seems like a downpour, just one thing after another. And we begin to wonder and ask ourselves, how am I going to get through this? What am I to do? Well, I'm here this afternoon to encourage you and to let you know the Lord will make a way somehow. The Lord will make a way somehow. Because there's no secret what he can do. What he's done for others, he'll do for you. My text this afternoon comes from Psalm 46, verses 1 to 8. God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth give way and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam and the mountains quake with their surging. There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy place where the Most High dwells. God is within her. She will not fall. God will help her at break of day. God is within her. She will not fall. Nations are in uproar. Kingdoms fall. He lifts his voice. The earth melts. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Come and see the works of the Lord, the desolations he has brought on the earth. From verse 1 of this scripture, I lift the subject, how I got over. How I got over. You see, there have been controversies as to who wrote this psalm. Some scholars say the sons of Korah wrote it, others Isaiah, and still others say it was written by King Hezekiah just after Jerusalem had been besieged by the mighty Assyrian army. Hezekiah was king of Judah, the southern kingdom, and he was a godly man. During his reign, the prophet Isaiah lived in Judah, and the nation was close to the Lord. Sennacherib was king of Assyria. His nation was always at war, on the offense to gain lands and people. They had attacked Judah many times, but unsuccessfully. The attack that Isaiah records in chapters 36 to 37 is also unsuccessful because Hezekiah takes his case to the Lord. Did you hear me, church? Hezekiah took his case to the Lord, where we all should be at the place of Hezekiah, taking all of our cases to the Lord.
So the king of Assyria tried to persuade the Israelites not to listen to Hezekiah when he tells them that the Lord will deliver them. You know how people do. You know how the enemy comes and attacks and tries to persuade you not to do what the Lord has told you to do? You know what to say. Get thee behind thee. Because, see, God's defense is always steadfast, unshakable, and unmovable. So needless to say, Assyria was defeated. How I got over. How I got over. You see, storm clouds may rise. Strong winds may blow. Do not fear, because we've found a Savior, and he's sweet, I know. How I got over, though floods may come, trials and tribulations. We have the power within us in the form of the Holy Spirit that will help us to endure and to persevere. How I got over. Who are you depending on today? Who are you relying on today? Self? Other people? Wrong. The person you are relying on is our Heavenly Father, the one who knows all things, who does all things, who protects us, who delivers us. How I got over. You see, we may fall down, but we'll get up. We will not be defeated. God is a mighty deliverer. How I got over doing these years of the pandemic and things happening and things are going on and people still don't know who to turn to and where to turn. We have to learn that the person, the one and only person for us to turn to for help and deliverance is our God and Savior, Jesus Christ. Knows all things, does all things, helps us with everything. How I got over, how I got up when I fell down, how I came out of the forest when I got thick into the trees and wasn't able to move, how I got over my Savior who picked me up out of the miry clay and set my foot on a solid rock, how I got over. You see, when God speaks, it is done. How I got over. How I got over. Church, know today that the only way that you're going to get over is depend on your Heavenly Father. You see, God is my refuge. How I got over. A shelter in time of storm. Our protector. He's my strength. We are more than conquerors. We are more than conquerors. No matter what comes at us, we can defeat the giants because we're depending on somebody that can take us through. He's an ever-present help. We are victors, not victims. Let's stop allowing ourselves to get caught up in defeatism. Let us get caught up in victory because he had the victory. See, when he rose on that Sunday morning, we had the victory. We are new. We are new and created in his life. We are new creatures when we accept Christ as our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Stop moaning. Stop groaning. Let him know that you love him, that you depend on him, and that you count on him. How do you get over? We get over with Christ. We get over with our God. How I got over? God, my way maker, heavy load sharer, burden bearer, how I got over, my redeemer, my savior, my rock, my rose of Sharon, lily of the valley, Jehovah Jireh, my provider, Jehovah Nisi, who reigns in victory, Jehovah Shiloh, my prince of peace. How I got over. I got over through my life in Christ. This journey is going to be rough. It's going to be tough. We're going to head on into some obstacles. We're going to have obstacles. But how do we keep going? How do we keep getting over through Christ, through the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ? How I got over? How I got over? Only through my Savior, my Lord, my Redeemer, my Protector, my Provider, my everything. He is my one and only lifeline. My one and only lifeline. How I got over. Be still and know that He is God. He is God Almighty. How I got over. The doors of the church are open. And if there's anyone on this line that has not accepted Christ as your Savior, now is the time. And if you don't want to acknowledge it on this teleservice, you can always call the church office at 914-636-7440. How I got over. How I got over.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. How we get over. The question is, how we get over? The answer is through our life in Christ. That is how we get over. He is our lifeline. So, saints of God, let us press on into Christ, because that is how we're going to get over. Stay plugged into the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. We thank you, Reverend Watkins, for that powerful word of God. You came to tell us this is what the Lord says. This is how we get over, pressing on in through to the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. We thank you and we thank God for you. We thank you for that word today, how we get over. Praise be to God. We call you now, Reverend Watkins, to come back and dismiss us now with our benediction. Reverend Watkins.
Amen. May the strength of God sustain us. May the power of God preserve us. May the hands of God protect us. May the way of God direct us. May the love of God go with us this day and forever. Amen. Amen.
The tempest is raging. Oh, the billows are tossing high. The sky is o'ershadowed with blackness.
Let's go. Shall obey your will. And all you've got to say, I lost my deed.
I am.